The Boys and Girls Club will be inside the Ethan Allen School near Wales. A study a few years ago found that 30% of youth released from state correctional facilities were sent back to a lockup because of a new offense or for violating probation. Jeff Snell is president of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Milwaukee. He says the club will offer so-called wraparound services for about 45 kids a year who are nearly ready to get out of Ethan Allen.
We'll start about 90 days prior to their release, getting them assimilated, acclimated, back to the neighborhoods that they're going to be re-entering, and then helping them with job placement, and if they need it, everything from drug counseling to mental health counseling, and even with the family dynamics that so often exist where kids may not even want to go back to those homes and neighborhoods, we're helping with the family element as well.
Snell acknowledges the inability of the young people to find work on the outside is particularly a challenge. The club inside Wales will also offer more traditional arts, recreation, and education programs. The National Boys and Girls Club and the U.S. Justice Department have come up with $250,000 for the program. Snell says it's money well spent.
So irrespective of where you fall on the political spectrum, as a taxpayer in the local community and then to the state, everyone should be supportive of giving these kids every chance to succeed.
Snell says he and other officials met with Corrections Department employees at Ethan Allen. Snell says his agency is not trying to take away any state jobs. Three other juvenile lockups around the U.S. have Boys and Girls Clubs. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.